Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Family vacation, that's what we're talking about today. Now, just those two words, family vacation, for me, brings back those memories of being in the car with my sister. Remember those station wagons where the back seat faced, you know, in the opposite direction? So you could look at the people in the car behind you and make faces and do those kind of things. Yeah, my sister and I did that. But, you know, it just brings back those kind of memories where you're a kid and you're looking forward to getting to grandma's house so you can have the snow cones or whatever goodies she's made for you. Oh, family vacation sounds just like the perfect thing. But family vacation can be really difficult sometimes to plan and organize. So when you talk about family vacation and having no stress with it, I think about one person and one source of finding those tips that help us plan and prepare, and that is Lisa Pyro, who is the editor-in-chief of Family Vacation Credit. Now, she knows firsthand because she actually has a family and she travels with her two children. Now, she's also been featured on several dozen outlets, CNN, ABC News, the New York Times, and now she's here to share some of those family travel tips with us. So, Lisa, I'll be quiet now, and I'll let you come in and give some of those tips. So, how can we save on hotels? Why don't we start with that?
Well, I think hotels are one of the easier things that we can work to save on. And I know there are so many sites out there that provide listings to offer you the best deals, you know, Expedia and Orbitz, all of those. But I think people forget that the hotels themselves are going to offer some great prices on their websites. So when you start off and do your search and you start to figure out which hotel you might be interested in, just don't forget to check out those sites. And sometimes those managers, because some of the hotels are competing against each other, if you even give them a call, you might find you can get an update or a special deal if you talk to the managers directly. But you might be able to find something a little bit cheaper if you do a little bit more digging.
Well, I like that idea. Sometimes you're right. We just think that we need to go to those sites that everyone says has the deals, but the hotels themselves may have a deal. But, you know, another thing that eats away at the budget is airfare. You talk about a family of, say, four, five, six. That's a big chunk of money.
I'm always in the car driving because I'm trying to beat some of those airfare scams that you see. It's one of the toughest parts for families trying to travel. But I want to tell people the most that they should look for is don't be lured in by the cheapest airfare, because some of those airlines are going to get you later. They're going to charge you for a carry-on bag, you know, checking in a bag. You've got your snacks. Some of the airlines are even charging you so you can get a seat assignment. When you're traveling with your family, you want to know that the seats you book are going to be next to each other. You want to know that they're confirmed. You're not getting moved around. So sometimes it's better to look at those airlines that might include all of that into the prices. So consider that as well. And then, you know, you should be looking as much in advance as you can, at least 6 weeks before your trip, because you're taking a gamble that you're going to find some last minute deal. When we're families and we've only got certain times that we can take a trip, we can't really wait for that last minute and hold out the hope, because normally they're going to raise their prices the closer to the dates that you're looking at. So book in advance, and then maybe consider, if you want to go away for a weekend instead of leaving on Friday, could you possibly leave on Thursday? Or could you leave on Saturday and come back on Monday? Because working into the work week, you might find some better prices as well when you're looking for airfare.
You know, you're absolutely right about that. There are some other strategies that we need to think about other than just the actual fare. But now, what about baggage fees? Because you mentioned there are other fees that they'll try and get us with. And baggage fees is certainly one of those. Any great tips for keeping those at bay?
Yes, if you can, look into enrolling in the frequent flyer programs that they have. Some of the airlines might have free services where you're not going to pay for the membership. And even if you're only flying once with them, you can still maybe benefit from a free first checked bag. Also, if you're traveling with a large family, or you know, you've got babies and toddlers and you need a lot of gear, if you're going to be going away for some time, maybe a full week or two, take a look at what it might cost to ship your baggage instead, because you can have it sent right to your destination, your hotel, your vacation rental, and then you don't have to worry about bringing everything to the airport with you, and it's all there when you get there, and you're not going to have sore shoulders and you're not paying anything extra.
I like that idea, because when you multiply that extra baggage fee times four or five bags, yeah, it might definitely be cheaper to just ship it. Now, what about
family? Oh, yes, some of those are expensive.
They are very expensive. It really chips away at that budget. But now, what about family reunions? Because summer, and especially late summer, it seems to be a big time for family reunions. And that does mean all the family going, multi-generational too.
Yes, and that's actually a growing trend. There's more multi-generation travel happening because families are separated. So if you're going to get to take one or two trips a year and you want to see your family as well, coming up with something that you can do together in a destination that's going to be good for the family works for a family reunion. And when you're doing that, you want to find those destinations that have a little bit of something for everybody. If you've got teens or younger children and grandma and grandpa, you've got to find some place that's got a little bit of everything so that when you are going and meeting up and you're having your reunion, that when you have that time that you're separated or you're sightseeing, that you're going to have something everybody likes to do.
Well, you know, I've seen also, too, vacation rentals seem to be coming up a little bit more as an option. And I would think that would be great, especially for multi-generational, when you have a big family, everyone's trying to be together.
Oh, yes. Well, and I like vacation rentals because, you know, that's a home away from home. You're going to have a kitchen. You're going to be able to have, you know, your meals where you might have 7 to 20 people that have to come together in one spot. So they work really well for that. They'll have washers and dryers, multiple bedrooms, and space to spread out. But also, while that is good, it doesn't mean that you can't have a great trip if you do a resort, because a lot more hotels are focusing on family needs at this point. They're offering larger family suites that connect to multiple rooms. They've got kitchens themselves, and they might be able to work with you if it comes down to having kids programs or, you know, a meeting space that's large enough for a big family to have their parties together, and they can cater it so you don't have to cook. So it just depends on what you're looking for and how much work you want to do. So they're great options either way, but it is something to consider if you haven't looked into a rental before.
Well, you know, that's really, really a good point. But, you know, that makes me think about one other thing. And I know we're coming down to the end of this segment, but I want to just quickly ask you, what about keeping teens safe? Because I know they really like to go off and do their own thing. Any quick tips for that?
Teens don't want to be anywhere near their parents. It's not very cool. So I like to find the resorts, actually. And, you know, obviously you're looking for safe destinations, but I like the resorts that have teen programming, teen clubs, teen excursions, things where they can sign up and they can do programs where they're under supervision, but they don't realize they're really being supervised. Mm. You know, they're just looking at it as they're going on an adventure. They get to go, you know, fishing on a boat, or they're going to go and do some sort of excursion where they're zip lining. And that way they get to feel like they're free of their parents, they're having fun, they're meeting other kids, but they still have somebody watching over them so you can feel safe while they're separated.
I love that idea. And I know you have tons more ideas on your website. So what is that website so everyone can go and check them out?
We are www.familyvacationcritic.com. All together, we've got all sorts of information. We've got vacation rentals, hotels, destination information. We've got deals as well, attractions, anything you can think of. We've tried to put it on there to do the work for you so that you don't have to think too hard.
Well, I love that idea. And I have been to your website, and you're absolutely right. There is a lot of great information there. And you shared so much with us, and I have so many more questions. I wish we had just a lot more time to talk about them, because people can also go there for packing tips as well, because that's another challenge when we go back up to talking about those baggages and baggage fees and those things. If we can pack good, that's really a good way to save too. So go to your website, because there are some great tips there on packing as well.
Oh, yes, we've got it all. Come visit, and if we don't have the answers, just shout out to us and we'll be able to help.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Lisa, for coming on the show and sharing your expertise. Happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. And I hope you have a good summer vacation in there.
Thank you. You too. You and your family. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we've been talking about family vacations. Now, if you missed part of the show, please go to our website where we'll have the show archived and some more information about great family destinations. Go to travelbagswithanitaandfriends.com. The show has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia, down on the coast of Georgia. It's your great place for a family vacation. It's just waiting for you to come enjoy the beach, do hikes, just have a great time relaxing with the whole family. Multi-generational, no problem with the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. So come and visit there. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912 323-6515. Hope you guys will join us in 2 weeks when we'll come back with a great Father's Day program all about the dads and gifts for them, too. We can't leave them out. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. Bye-bye.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance?